Hi baddies, welcome to another episode. I don't have like a set intro.
Yeah, okay, because yes, I used to have an intro, but it's kind of outdated because me and Lupe used to do the podcast together, but now it's just me, so I need to update that intro, but I don't know what to do yet, so no one expect anything for now. I'm just kind of like winging it until I get one. There isn't really too much to update on my life since my last episode was pretty recent, and honestly I feel like it summed up where I was at life pretty well. Honestly, I've just been working and hanging out. Yeah, honestly, that's been it, really chill. But today's episode is about being a hopeless romantic and how hard it is. Like, guys, it's so hard being a hopeless romantic in this day and age. And I'm gonna go through like my favorite romance movies, the romance like I would wish to experience one day, songs that like I deeply like truly wish were written about me, what I would like want, I guess, in someone, and like just like ranting about like how hard it is being a hopeless romantic and like wanting love. It would sound so like, I hate to say it out loud, but I mean like not everyone, but a lot of people do like want that romantic like feel in their life, I guess you could say. But yeah, that's today's topic. And if it sounds like I'm like whispering or being quiet, to be honest, like I think I am a little bit, because it is 10:56 and I can't sleep, so that's why I'm doing this episode, because like I literally don't know when else I'd be able to record this episode. So I'm like, okay, today's like my chance to do it, but like I don't want to wake anyone up. And I think I'm fine, to be honest, because like I'm in my room. But yeah, if it sounds like I'm whispering, low-key I am. So let's take a deep dive on my past history of like romance. It's quick because there is none. I could say I've had like two real crushes in my life. The second one, honestly, I think I was just like kind of bored. So the second one I'm not going to count, but let's just say I've had like one actual like long, heart-wrenching, like devastating crush in my life. And I don't think I've ever really told the full story on here, and if I did tell some of the story, it's going to be like way back in our other episodes, and I do have a lot of new listeners. So I'm gonna make this as simple and quick as possible to catch people up. Also, I'm on my period, so I'm feeling like extra emotional, so if I cry, like I'm not actually like devastated, like it's just, it's a lot of emotions, I guess. But my one and only, I guess, like real like crush that I had was in high school. And honestly, like I had this crush, I'm gonna be so honest, until like my freshman year of college. And to be honest, like if this person were to like reach out to me today and be like, oh my gosh, Dana, I'm in love with you, I like you so much, please like give me a chance, I would say yes. Despite everything that like I guess happened or didn't, like I would still say yes. And to be very very simple about it, I think it's because like I never had my turn and I wanted it to be my turn so bad. So basically I had like a really big crush in high school and a little bit of college, and it was on the same person, and I really really liked them, but like I think they liked me, but I didn't know. And then by the time that they stopped liking me, that's when I realized that I liked them, like I liked him, but like I think he, like, had already moved on from me and then, like, ended up dating, like, a few other, like, people. And I, yeah, it was just, like, never my turn. So that's what I say, like, it was my turn, like. And honestly, like, I liked him so much. Like, I really did. Like, oh my gosh. Like, I, you know, like, when you're in high school and you would, like, change the way that you, like, would walk to class, so you could, like, just so happen to, like, run into them or something like that. Like, that was me. Or, like, post something on, like, your story, like, a cute picture of yourself, like, just for them to watch. And then, like, they wouldn't look at your story and then, like, you would delete it because you felt dumb. Like, that's how it was for me. Like, I really, really liked him. And, like, I remember, like, I can't say this, actually, never mind. Embarrassing things, like, say for, like, a wild example, he liked girls that, like, had short hair. Like, I would have kept my hair short, kind of, like, I really, really liked this guy. And I feel like because I had a crush for so long, it, like, ruined me. Because, like, now I can't like anyone. Like, I haven't had a crush in so long. But I think it's because, like, I liked him so much that like, it made it hard for me to be like, well, I don't really like them. Like, I just think they're cute. Like, it's not how I felt about this other person. But, yeah, like, so I really have no, like, dating experience. Like, I've never been kissed, I've never held hands, I've never gone out on a date, like, I've never, like, texted, like, was texting a guy, like, or had, like, a talking stage, or, like, anything, and honestly, like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna cry, like, it really sucks, because, like, now I'm 21, and even in college, like, no one ever approached me. Oh my gosh, why am I crying, guys? Like, I don't know, and I don't think I'm, like, the worst. Like, I might not even upload this episode, guys, because I'm getting too personal, and I'm starting to cry. Like, I don't think I'm bad. Like, I'm really smart. I think I'm pretty funny. Like, I have interest in, like, hobbies. Like, I think I'm an interesting person. I don't think I'm, like, that ugly. Like, I don't think I'm, like, super beautiful by any means, but I don't think I'm, like, ugly. Like, I have cute hair. I like how I dress. But, no one's ever liked me. And I, like, see a lot of TikToks of girls being like, oh my gosh, this is me. Like, I'm in my 20s. I've never had a boyfriend. Like, I've never talked to a guy. Like, I've never been on a date. And they're like, there's just, the like, girls like us. And it makes me so sad. Like, honestly, every time I, like, think about it, like, I want to cry. And deep down, like, I know I don't need, like, male validation. Like, I know I don't need it, right? Like, I don't think any woman should need, like, male validation to find worth in themselves. Like, obviously, like, I value myself really highly to, I guess, like, conserve myself, like, saving, like, my first kiss for, like, when I want it to be with someone that I like, but, like, it's hard because, like, you see, like, you know, like, if I was really so beautiful and, like, so funny and so cool, like, people say, like, why hasn't anyone approached me? Kind of like that, and I feel like unless you've been in that situation, too, where, like, no one approaches you, like, you wouldn't understand. Because I hate when, like, someone that's in a relationship, when they tell you, like, oh, like, it happens when you least expect it. Like, you'll meet someone when you least expect it. And, like, when I tell you, I, like, never really have the desire to be in a relationship. So I basically never expect anything. Like, nothing happens to me. So I hate when people are like, oh, like, don't worry, like, it'll happen, like, unexpectedly. Like, it happened to me unexpectedly. And I'm like, okay, like, that doesn't help. Like, I don't want to hear that anymore. And then when people be like, no, like, I'm sure you have. Like, I'm sure someone did like you. But if someone did like me, like, why weren't they so, like, brave enough to tell me, you know? Because, like, how does everyone else have a boyfriend? Someone was brave enough to tell them. And, like, honestly, all the, like, guy friends that I, like, that I have and stuff, like, when they would tell me, like, oh, like, I really like this girl, she's cool, and they would just, like, tell her. And even, like, the shyest guys I know, like, or have had relationships or are in a relationship, like, I know really shy guys that went and approached a girl that they thought was, like, pretty and, like, they went on a date or they're dating, whatever. So it's like, why hasn't it been me? Yeah, and I feel like, that fear and also, like, my inability to, like, crush on anyone or to like anyone has kept me from never being in a relationship. And I feel like because of that, I'm such a hopeless romantic because, like, nothing has ever happened. That in my head, I'm like, okay, like, because nothing has ever happened, like, maybe something, like, really great, something really, really amazing, or, like, my dream or whatever is, like, gonna happen because, like, I don't know. Because, like, I'm such a hopeless romantic that I don't know the reality of it, that in my head, everything is, like, the movies. Like, to me, everything is, like, the movies and, like, the books, and I know it's not. Like, I really know it's not because everyone's, like, tells me the realities of it, but, like, how am I, like, I don't know, because I've never been in a relationship. Like, there's so many things that I don't know, because it's never happened to me. Like, I feel like I'm an easy target if someone were to, like, try to get in a relationship with me, but they're, like, really toxic and manipulative, like, I wouldn't know, because I've never been in a relationship. Like, I don't know those signs, and I think I'm, like, I would be smart enough, I think, to, like, recognize that. But at the end of the day, I don't know. Like, a lot of people that I know, like, dated in high school, and they always say, like, oh, no, but it wasn't worth it. Like, I didn't stay with him or her or, like, stuff like that. But, like, they had that experience. And I feel like being in a high school relationship, like that, that's an experience. And I never experienced that. And I think it's because, like, I spent all of, like, high school, like, crushing and never actually, like, being or dating or, like, talking. Like, I think it's held me back in a lot of ways because now I'm scared. Like, if I were to like someone, I would be very honest and tell them. Like, with the crush that I had, like, I felt like I was so forward of me liking him. Like, I would constantly, like, constantly, oh, it's so embarrassing, like, ask him, like, oh, like, how's your day? Like, how are your classes going? Like, I was there, and I feel like if I didn't like him, why would I be there for him like that? You know what I mean? Like, I, yeah. And it just, like, it sucks saying, like, everyone else get their turn, but, like, not you. And I'm at the age where, like, people are having kids and getting married now, and no one's even ever held my hand. Like, and I don't want it to be, like, someone, like, my friend, for example, like, oh, I'll hold your hand, I'll, you know, because, like, I want it to be, like, in the books and in the movies, like, I want it to be, like, genuine. I don't know, it's weird, for me, but I, like, in my head, I think, like, because none of this has ever happened to me, like, when it does, it's gonna be exactly what I want, because, like, I've waited for so long. Like, I just think that, like, the person that's out there for me is, like, being like, prepared for me right now, which might sound, I don't know if that sounds bad, but I think, like, the future love of my life is out there, like, I don't know, being prepared to be my dream, if that makes sense. Like, I don't know. Yeah, because I feel like I put a lot into myself. Like, obviously, like, I invested in my education. I have really great jobs. Like, I upkeep myself pretty well. Like, I'm very independent. And I feel like I would want someone that's the same way. And I just feel like the person that's going to be meant for me is being prepared in that right now. So when I meet him, like, he's on my level, and I don't feel like anything is missing. But also, like, I know that, like, your first boyfriend isn't going to be your husband. But, like, you know, people say, like, oh, you have to kiss a lot of frogs to find a prince. Like, I don't want to have to kiss a lot of frogs to find my prince. Like, I want to kiss one frog and that's my prince. Like, a point blank period. Like, I've waited for too long that I'm okay with the first person being the love of my life. But obviously it's not like that. So yeah. All right. Now I'm going to go into my favorite romance movies and why they're my favorite romance movies as a hopeless romantic. Okay. First, and this is like my all-time favorite movie, A Cinderella Story, the one with Hilary Duff. Like, one day she will be me. Like, I will find my Prince Charming. And he's just gonna get me. But it is kind of sad though, like, he didn't recognize her. But, like, yeah. In my head, like, I'm gonna meet the love of my life and he's gonna be so enamored by my mind. Yeah. The next one, okay, like, this is just a good chick flick. I don't want my romance to be like this in any way, but John Tucker Must Die, that's a good one. She's the Man, like, ugh, the just fate bringing them together aspect of it, and, like, him just loving, like, how funny she is and, like, how crazy she is, like, yeah. But this one sounds like it's gonna be me. My Big Fat Greek Wedding, how she didn't meet someone until she was, like, in her 30s. Honestly, that's probably gonna be me. Because, like, I'm in my prime right now and no one wants me. So, there's that. Okay, these are just good rom-coms. I don't want my romance to be like this. But, Made in Manhattan, The Wedding Planner, which as I rewatched that, I was like, okay, he's a cheater, so I don't want him. I just like the rom-com movie chick flick of it. Miss Congeniality, okay. Benjamin Bratt, oh, I love him. That is my man. I literally had a dream about him, like, a couple weeks ago, where he was my boyfriend, and, like, it was how he looks now, not him when he was younger. So look up Benjamin Bratt and think, like, yeah, I do have a crush on him, but I really had a dream about him where he was my boyfriend. Yeah, I'm sick in the head. 27 Dresses, always a bridesmaid, never the bride, and, like, how she liked her boss for so long, and then, like, he was just in love with her sister. Like, that's literally what it felt like. Like, I liked that guy for so long, but, like, he always had a girlfriend that wasn't me. And I just had to be, oh, okay, great. Yeah, that kind of hurts. And I feel her. And honestly, towards the end of the movie, when she, like, exposes her sister, like, I'm not mad at her. Like, I get her. So, because her sister was literally lying the whole time, being like, oh, this is my relationship. Like, no, this is who I am. Like, she put her in her place. And they were going to get divorced if he didn't know the truth about her. So, I'm on her side. She's not the enemy. It's a boy-girl thing. Like, genuinely, I wish this was me. Where, like, the opposites attract kind of thing. But also, one of my old neighbors, she was, like, telling us the other day. She was like, when you're dating, opposites attract. But when you're married, opposites attack. And that, like, shook me to my core and kind of got me a little scared. But, like, the opposites attract in the sense that, like, he was, like the football, like, jock guy, and she was, like, the preppy, like, nerdy girl. So yeah, something, like, not, like, that drastically different, but I guess someone to, like, maybe bring me out of my shell more, or, like, get me out of my comfort zone type thing. Drive Me Crazy. I think it's, like, everyone's favorite romance trope, like the boy next door, the girl next door kind of thing, childhood friends. It's unbeatable. It's honestly such a good plot line.
Never been kissed. Honestly, like, that is me. Because she's, like, in her 30s, and she's like, yeah, I've never been kissed. Like, she's never been in a relationship, like, nothing like that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, she's me. Like, I'm her. Obviously, like, I'm not... the teacher falling in love with her is totally inappropriate and not cool. But, like, someone liking her for her, that, like, I don't know, like, being a late bloomer and, like, finding someone later in life, like, and I know I'm only 21, like, I know I'm very aware, but still, like, I feel like I'm her, that I have no experience, and, like, everyone around me does, but, yeah, now this movie, if you get it, you get it, if you don't, you don't, and I'm sorry, it's, like, the top tier movie. Angus Thongs and The Perfect Snogging, and let me tell you why. So essentially, she's just this, like, weird, quirky girl, and she goes through, like, the greatest lengths to get this guy to notice her. And you have to watch the movie, it's so good. It goes through, like, it's this whole, like, thing. It's a high school movie, so, like, of course it's just super funny and interesting. But like, it's the fact that, like, this, like, weird kooky girl could get, like, the hottest guy in school. And when you're, like, in middle school and you watch it, you're like, oh my gosh, like, that could be me. And she really had me thinking, like, yeah, I could just be myself and get any guy that I want, which has not been my case, obviously. But, like, yeah, and I love that movie. Like, I really, really think that one day, that's gonna be me. Like, I'm gonna be like, yep, I want him, and he's gonna be mine. But yeah, I really, really love that movie. I think she's hilarious. Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen. This is another one of those movies that I'm like, okay, if it could happen to her, it could happen to me. Because everyone thought she was, like, crazy and delusional. And, okay, yes, she, like, is a pathological liar. However, she was like, yep, I'm gonna meet this man. We're gonna go to his, like, after show party. And she did. And he showed up and returned her jewelry to her. So you tell me who's delusional, because things worked out well for Lola. And honestly, like, I think that's gonna be me. Like, of course, obvi, I'm gonna get my little YN moment. No, I don't chase YN moments. I would hate to be that person, but yeah. Okay, I'm gonna leave my list at that. But in my head, like, my perfect romance, okay, and this is another thing, I refuse to go on dating apps. Like, I understand that's essentially the only way people meet nowadays, but I live by this, and I will always live by this. If there is a future love of my life out there, like, he is not on a dating app. He's just not. And I know you're probably thinking, like, I know, but you should check so you can see your options and see what's out there. No. Because why, whenever my friends, like, show me their, like, dating profiles, the guys are not cute. They're, like, not that they're not cute. It's just, like, the way that they're showing themselves doesn't appeal to me. Like, to someone else, they might think that they're very attractive, but to me, it's just not it. And yeah, like, I don't know, like, I don't like the idea of, like, putting myself on an app and, like, answering the prompts and, like, putting these things about myself. Like, I feel like if I meet someone, like, I would want it to be in person, and I'd want it to be organic. And also, like, with dating apps, like, you don't know if they're, like, talking to multiple people at a time, which I understand, like, if you're not in a set relationship, like, you know, you're not tied to a single person, but, like, I don't want to tell, like, a bunch of people how my day's going, and then, like, they're over here talking to other people, too. And I feel like a lot of dating apps is hookup culture, which is not for me. Like, I haven't even held hands or kissed anyone yet. Like, I am not ready to go further than that. Like,
at all. So the idea of like going on a dating app and someone like expecting there to be like a hookup is crazy and is not going to be me. And like, I know people are like, oh, but not all people want like da da da. But me, no. Like, I do not get down like that. One, I don't want to get down like that. Two, and I'm not going to for a really long time, and literally until I'm married. Like, no. So I would want to meet someone in person. Like, I would want an organic, like, meet cute. And I know that's nearly impossible these days, but even if it was like a friend of a friend that introduced me, or like, I don't know, someone's cousin or something, like, I just want to meet someone like organically. Like, I happen to be at a coffee shop and someone approaches me, or I'm at a concert and, you know, something like that. Or I'm at a concert and the artist asks me to go backstage to talk, you know, something like that, which won't happen, but a girl can dream. Or like, even like, I'm at work and it's like a coworker or something like that, or like, you know, something organic and like real. I don't know, I guess you could say. But I don't want to meet anyone on an app. Like, I just, and I feel like when people meet on an app, like, they're embarrassed to say it. They're like, oh, we met on, and I don't want to be embarrassed of where we met. Like, I want it to be a cute story. And like, for people that meet on apps, like, cool, I'm glad that worked for you, but personally, it's just not what I want. And yeah, so, and that's harder these days, because a lot of people are like, oh, just like go to the bar, go to the club. But I've heard so many people say that there's no love in the club. So I might not find love in the club, but maybe I'll find like love at church or like a coffee shop. Or like, that's kind of all where I go, or at work, or when I'm out. I don't know, I don't really go out, so maybe that's why I'm not meeting anyone. But yeah, I don't know. But I don't know how to meet people. Like, everyone's like, oh, just put yourself out there, but like, out where? Where do I go? Like, where'd y'all meet all of these people? So I guess there's that. Yeah. Okay. Next, I'm going to go to songs that I wish were written about me. And I have literally a playlist titled this with like 2 hours and 39 minutes worth of songs. Does it tell you how many songs you have on the playlist? But it's essentially just songs that I wish were written about me. Like, I wish someone felt this way about me so much that they would write a song about me. That, like, I don't know, songs that I think are so like beautiful, or songs that are just so like well written, that I wish it was written about me. Like, not from that like specific artist, but just like in general, that someone would feel so strongly about me that this is the song that they would write for me. And these are in no particular order. These are just in my playlist. So I'm just going to be going down the list. I don't know if I'll go explaining every other song. But I will just be like, some songs I'll explain. So the first one that I have in the playlist is Too Much by Justin Bieber. And okay, guys, I am going through like a whole wave of like Bieber fever at the age of 21, which is crazy. It's been like a year of me being like recently obsessed with Justin Bieber, which is crazy. But he's just like saying like, even 2 seconds without you is too much. Like, that's what the title kind of means. But there's a specific lyric, and I'm looking for it right now. Okay, this, I know he was not talking about me, but like, this feels like it's me. Not to be like, oh, this song is about me, but like, this part is literally me. Love the way you love your mom, take on all your friends' problems, still somehow stop the world for us. I relive
I relieved that second I made my biggest blessing, prayed for you, look what God has turned. Say I love you under my breath, more times than you can digest. Music every time I hear your name, your head's laying right on my chest. Sun's up, I still ain't got no rest. Don't want to close my eyes, I'm scared to miss too much. Don't want to fall asleep, I'll rather fall in love. The part that gets me is like, love the way you love your mom, taking all your friends' problems. Because that's me. I love my mom, and like, all my friends like tell me like things going on in their life, and like, not that I take it like upon myself that I have to solve their issue, but like, I care so deeply about what's happening in their lives that like, I always feel the need to check up on them and make sure like things are okay. But then like, still somehow like making time for like, if I were in a relationship, making time for that, like how he says. But yeah, like, prayed for you, look what God has turned. Like, I want someone to like pray that like someone like me would enter their life, that I would be like someone's like blessing. I don't know, is that too much? Is that too corny? Did I scare you guys? I don't know, but I don't care. This is my podcast and that's how I feel. Like, yeah, because I pray that like one day I'll have someone that's like fit for me, and someone who will like live my life with me. Yeah, but there, that one's too much by Justin Bieber. Next is Ain't No Woman by Four Tops. And honestly, like, this song is like the one song I would want someone to dedicate to me. Like, I want someone to be like, yeah, this is how like I feel about you. And maybe, oh, sorry, I'm readjusting myself. Maybe this would even be like my wedding song, to be very honest. Specifically the lyrics, I'm gonna find them so I get it right. Every day the sun comes up around her, she can make the birds sing harmony. Every drop of rain is glad I found her, heaven must have made her just for me. And like, every drop of rain is glad it found her. Like, that is so beautiful. Like, heaven must have made her just for me. Like, I want someone that's like made for me. And I would love for someone to think that I'm made for them. That I was like, the way that I am, everything that led up to who I am is like perfect for them, and that, you know, vice versa. So I think that's why I'm such a hopeless romantic, because I don't know if that's realistic for me to want someone that like is made for me, or for me to be like perfectly made for someone. And I don't know if that's like asking for too much or like being super far-fetched, because everyone's always like, that's not the reality, dating is not like that. But like, in my head, because all I know is like books and movies, like that's how I would want it to be. But yeah, that's the second one. The third one's All Bad by Justin Bieber, and this one's just honestly like, it's literally just him being like, oh, all these people saying this and that about me, but I'm not all bad, and me being here right now should prove that I do care. So yeah, I just want someone to like fight for their position and be like, well, they're saying all this and that, but I'm not bad, and if I was so bad, I wouldn't be here right now. That's Clock It, Justin. Alone With You by The Broomies, and it's basically just like him saying he just wants to be alone with her, that in a crowded room he just wants to escape with her, and I think that's beautiful. Next is As by Stevie Wonder, which honestly is just a beautiful song on its own. But yeah, okay, so the lyrics that says, you can rest your mind assured that I'll be loving you always. Like, I would never want to doubt anyone's like love for me. I would never want to doubt for a second that like someone doesn't love me. You know what I mean? Like, I want that unconditional love, which
I don't know if that's too much to expect. Like, someone please tell me if I'm expecting too much. But I think that's nice. Do know what I say is true, that I'll be loving you always, until the rainbow burns the stars out in the sky, until the ocean covers every mountain high, until the dolphin flies and parrots live at sea, until we dream of life and life becomes a dream. Like, wow, like, these are such, like, drastic things, and, like, obviously, I know it's a song, and they're just, you know, like, metaphors and things like that, but, like, for someone to feel so strongly about another person, to put these feelings into words, I just think is beautiful. Next is Baby I'm Yours by the Arctic Monkeys, and I'm pretty sure this is a cover, I think, but I like their version of it. I don't know, I think there's another, like, an original, but I don't care for it, because obviously I like this one. But it's just, like, Baby I'm Yours until, like, all these conditions. Let me see. Okay, so it's Baby I'm Yours and I'll be yours until 2 and 2 is 3. Yours until the mountains crumble into the sea. In other words, until eternity. Baby, I'm yours. Till the stars fall from the sky. Till the rivers all run dry. Like, that's forever. Like, eternity. Like, I'm yours. You're mine. Yeah, I think that's really beautiful. Be Mine by Junie. And he's just basically like, hey, will you be mine? And yeah, like, I want someone to, like, be so bold as to ask me, you know, like, I need you so bad, will you be mine, kind of thing, I guess. Yeah. Beside You by 5 Seconds of Summer, and this is, like, if you know, you know, kind of one. Like, I wish I was beside you. Like, I want someone to yearn for me. Like, I don't want someone nonchalant. Like, I don't want someone to be like, yeah, like, she's all right, like, I don't want to have to guess if you love me or if you like me that day, or, like, no, like I said, I don't want to doubt anything. Sorry, give me 1 second. So, like, I don't want to have to doubt how someone would feel about me. So, yeah. I have this other song, but I'm trying to see. Why did I add this one? Intermission, I guess. Well, this one's called BS by Still Woozy, and honestly, I don't know why I added it. It's not very, like, romantic, but I guess that song. By My Side by Junie. Yeah, I want someone by my side. Caught My Breath by Palace, and this song is just so good. Like, it's just so, like, ethereal. Like, it's such a beautiful song. So it says, like, just one glance across has made me real. Flight, a leap of faith, but now I have wings. Floating up to face the grace she brings. Caught my breath upon your words. Found my feet in your verse. All these wrongs that I have done have come unstuck under the sun. Yeah, like, I want someone to just be so strong on my words, like, and just feel, like, at ease when they're with me, like that. Yeah, it's such a beautiful song. It's amazing. I want someone to feel that way about me. Cloud 9 by Junie. This one's, like, a little bit lighter. It doesn't really have much of a, like, a deeper meaning to it. It's just, like, it's like, my heart beats faster, like, when you're here, or, like, you just make me feel like I'm on cloud nine. Like, I want someone to be happy when they see me or when they think of me, like, you know. I don't know if that sounds corny, but yeah, that's kind of the bare minimum. So yeah. Could It Be I'm Falling in Love by The Spinners. I just think it's a cute song. Darling by Junie. Like, I there's a lot of Junie in this, and yes, it's because I love him, but also, like, he writes really good songs. It's just like, he's just like, wow, my beautiful darling, living in our wonderful days, just my beautiful darling, like, oh, yes, please, let me be someone's beautiful darling. Okay, Figure Eight by Junie. There's so many Junie in this playlist, but honestly, like, I love his songs, and I love how he writes, but this song, and I even, like, said that, like, this album honestly felt like a love letter, but specifically Figure Eight. And I, once again, I know this song was not written about me, but I relate to it so much that it literally feels like it's about me. And it honestly should have been, because it's a song, and he had explained this, like, in an interview, where it was essentially, like, feeling homesick, and, like, reminiscing on things that, like, they have, that he had, like, from his past, and it felt so, like, close to me, because obviously, like, I was away for 3 years, and, like, very, very homesick, and, like, I just feel like I could relate to him so much, and, like, what he went through, and just the way that he puts it into words is beautiful. And one of his lyrics is, he explained how, like, when he was living back, like, in his hometown before he moved, like, being in high school, like, going to pick someone up, like, for a date, and being like, okay, like, bring her back by 9, like, you know, kind of, like, taking the long drive home, going to a view, and, like, obviously, I didn't experience that, I cannot relate to that, however, I just think it's so romantic that that's something that you would reminisce on, like, reminisce, I don't know, that you would, like, think about, and that's so beautiful, and I wish someone would feel that way about me, that they would want to go back to that moment. But also, like, the song's just about struggling, like, being alone, having nowhere to go, and that's honestly, like, what being in college felt like that I was alone, and I couldn't go anywhere, well, I didn't have a car, so literally, I could not go anywhere, but just not having, like, somewhere comfortable, I guess, and just, like, thinking about, like, good moments that you did have, yeah, okay, this, driving back, call again, just so you can fall asleep, like, imagine just someone driving around so you could sleep, like, just your presence being enough that it's okay if you're asleep, they just want to be with you, yeah, this, let's ditch the world and draw a favorite line, like, I don't know, I think that's beautiful, yeah, that's that one. I think it's gonna be my number one played song of the year, to be honest. Next is Gutter Girl by Hot Flash Heat Wave. I just want to be someone's gutter girl, that's it. Handle You by Junie, basically he's just, like, pleading his case that he deserves this girl, like, girl, I can handle you, because this is a Miss Independent, that's me, I'm a Miss Independent, and I want someone to be like, let me get my chance, basically, yeah, that, I Don't Care If You're Contagious by Pierce the Veil, like, I don't care if you're sick, I don't care if you're contagious, like, I just want to hold your hand, yeah, that, like, you don't care if I'm contagious, you want to be with me, I think that's beautiful. Wish it was written about me. Juniper by Donnie Daydream, where it's basically just, like, another girl struggling and him being like, girl, don't worry, I got you, I feel you. That. Just the Two of Us by Grover Washington Jr. Because, yeah, like, I just wanted to be the two of us. And I just want to make it, if we can try. Just the two of us. I think it's beautiful. Let Me by Hojin. He's just like, I'll read it. He says, baby, let me get inside your head.
Let me get inside your mind. Baby, you can take your time. Be mine. Like, I just want someone to, like, want me, I guess. Yeah, simple enough. I just want someone to want me. Long Way Home by 5 Seconds of Summer. Again, if you know, you know. Like, yeah, I want someone to, like, want to take the long way home to spend more time with me. Like, you guys don't know how badly I just want to experience that, like, movie scene feeling of, like, someone driving me home. Like a guy driving me home and, like the lights look nice and, like, there's music and I have the windows down. Like, that's, like, I guess you could say, like, a fantasy of mine. Like, yeah, I guess a fantasy. Something romantic I wish would happen to me. Me Estoy Enamorado, but the Marca MP version. Yeah, I just want someone to be enamored with me. I just want someone to be so deeply in love with me that they feel the need to confess. Off My Face by Justin Bieber. The, like, I'm off my face, in love with you, out my head, so into you. Like, please, 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 please. Like, I just want someone to be in love with me. Which ties into the next one, Out My Head by Unite. Yeah, they're just going out their head because they like someone. Over 85 by Hojin. He's just like, I'm driving over 85 to see you. Like, okay, I don't want anyone to, like, speed and drive really fast for the sake of me, because that's obviously dangerous. But, like, someone just anxious and to see me, like, someone who wants to see me, I think that would be cool. Okay, this next one comes from Angus Long's In the Perfect Snogging, but She's So Lovely. Like, he's just talking about how she's so lovely, how every little thing about her he's just obsessed with. And I want someone to be like, yeah, she's so lovely. Oh, guys, is this the bare minimum? Am I asking for too much or do I sound crazy? Someone please text me and tell me. Please, like, I'm actually begging you. Okay, Shy by Heather. No A, just H-E-T-H-E-R, Heather. But he's just, he or she, I don't know. Let me see, what does this singer look like? They don't have a picture. Their voice is very androgynous. But, basically they're just saying, oh, it's a man. He's like saying, like, when I'm with her, I get shy. Yeah, I want someone to feel like shy, like, you know, they're shy around me, because I'm pretty sure I would be shy. Sleep by Trade L, but it's like a bunch of E's. It's like sleep. He's just like, I need you. I can't let you go. You're my lullaby. Don't, you know, I need you by my side. But, like, you know, you don't have to love me. This is, it could all just be me. But, like, yeah, I just want someone to need me, I guess, is what that song says about me. Sophia by Claro. I want a yearner, just a little bit, not too much towards, like, clingy, but someone just to love me. So My Darling by, I don't want to say your last name wrong, Rachel Chinariri, I think that's her last name. But, like, So My Darling is actually, like, written about her best friend. But, like, she's just saying, like, remember, I'll always love you. Like, I hope you love me too. Like, when our hairs are turning gray, when you even remember our younger days. Yeah. And it's like, she's just saying, like, you know, you're my best friend. I hope, like, things last. And I would want whoever I end up with to be, like, my best friend, too. But, yeah. Treasure in the Hills by Leon Thomas. And this one, like, I don't know. It's just, it's a good one. Like, someone treasuring you, that they think of you as, like, treasure, and, like, they find what they want in you, and, like, what they want in a person is you, and I feel like that's really nice, because I would want whoever I end up with to be what I want in someone, I guess. That doesn't make any sense, but you know what I mean. Okay, I just recently watched, what's that movie? Dinner in America. So, Watermelon by John and Jane Q. Like, okay, you have to watch the movie to get it, but so basically in the movie
this girl, she is in love with this artist and she writes letters to him. Long story short, they're cross path, but he knows her and he's like obsessed with her because of these letters, but he doesn't know it's her and she doesn't know it's him. And like, they find out it's each other and it's really cute. But like one of her letters, it was like a poem and he was like, sing it. And that was this song. Yo Te Necesito by, I think this is also a cover, but, by Marca MP. And this one's like, I want someone to need me. I was going to be like, I need you, you know, I guess I want to be needed. You by Late and Finding Navion. Basically like someone's like, I really want to know you. Like, I want to get to know you. Give me a chance. Man, all this is me just wanting someone to like me. Oh, I sound so desperate. Yeah. And then lastly is You Feel Like by Hojin. And he's just saying, like, you feel like summertime, want to take a midnight drive. Like, whatever it is, I just want to feel it with you. And, yeah, like, I guess I want someone to feel something about me. I don't know. I don't know how to explain that. I don't know how to explain romantic feelings because I've never been in a romantic relationship. But yeah. So if you're listening to this and you want to show me what love is, please, please. Because I kind of want to know what love is. But yeah. Like, obviously, I've experienced love with, like, you know, friends and family. But I think it's something completely different to experience in a relationship. And I never known that. And I probably never will, because if it's been 21 years already with no one taking interest in me, maybe that's a sign. Just maybe. But yeah, if I were to describe my ideal, like, future husband or whatever, well, first, I really love Junie, so Junie, if you're listening and you want me, hit me up. But, I would want someone, like, I really, really don't care about appearances, because obviously, like, I'm not the prettiest person on earth, so I really can't be picky, but I would want someone, like, a little bit taller than me, because I'm 5'2", so as long as they're over 5'2", like, I would be happy with that, and even if they're shorter, like, at this point, I don't care, but yeah, and, like, I would prefer for them to have, like, some type of cultural background, because I would want someone that loves their culture, or even is in my culture, because I want them to, like, have substance, I guess, yeah, but, like, if I were to be, like, very specific, like, you know, like, construction workers, like, I love, like, that chubby build with, like, the beard, and, like, that blue collar worker man, like, ugh, yes. I do like someone a little bit more like tan, like a little more, like, moreno would be good, like a little darker, because I'm not pale and I don't want to feel like I'm, like, I don't know, I don't want to feel too different. I do like darker complexion on men. Like I said, I don't really care about weight, but because I've always been, like, chubby and, like, bigger my whole life. I wouldn't want to be with someone, like, really skinny, because I would feel insecure because I would be bigger than them. Like, I hate if one of my thighs was bigger than both of theirs. Like, it would make me really insecure. So someone that I wouldn't feel super big around, because it's already, like, naturally a big insecurity of mine. So I wouldn't want to, like, encourage that insecurity of mine because of, like, how I would look next to someone that I like, I guess. And honestly, like, I don't think they have to go to college. Like, that'd be great if they have a degree, if he has a degree, but even if, like, someone were to go to, like, a trade school and have, like, some type of trade, like, I think that's awesome. Like, something that, like, you know what you want to do, and, like, you could have, like, a steady job that you like, or something that you love. Because I like having stability in my life, and I would also want someone that has stability,
so I wouldn't feel like it's a burden from that. Someone that's funny, because I think I'm pretty funny, so like someone to make me laugh, because I feel like if I were to laugh, like every bad thing in my day would just go away. Okay, now this is me being like super unrealistic, but if I could marry someone that sings and or plays an instrument, I would be so happy. Because, like, obviously, I love all these singers. So, like, if someone were to sing, like, I would love that. Like, please sing to me. Please, please, please. I love singers. Like, if you could sing, I love you, like, 10 times more. It's just so romantic to me. Or, like, plays an instrument. So, like, if I want to do karaoke, like, they could just play the instrument for me. Or, like, imagine someone, like, learns the song that you like on an instrument and, like, performs it for you. Like that would complete my life. So singing and or plays an instrument, but I know that's completely unrealistic, but in my head it would happen. There's that one. What other unrealistic things do I have? I think that's my only unrealistic want, but everything else I feel like is pretty good. I just want someone to love me. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna cry again. Like, I just want someone to like think like, oh wow, like I'm so lucky and like blessed to have me in their life. Like someone to be like, this is what I've prayed for, like waited for. Because I know, like, if there's a future love of my life out there, like, it would be what I've waited for. Guys, I'm gonna cry. Oh, I'm already crying, but... Guys, this is getting really emotional and personal. I am so sorry. This is for all my fellow hopeless romantics. Because I always say, like, I don't want a relationship. But... I don't want to be... Like, I wouldn't mind being single forever. Like, if that just is how my life is, that's how it is. But I'll never know if I never, like, experienced it. And I think, like, I'm coming to a point where I want to experience those things. And it's not that I'm, like, impatient. Like, I'll wait. But it sucks seeing it happen to everyone else but not to you. But one day it'll happen to me, and when it does, it's gonna be great. But until then, I'll just happily live my life while I'm single, and yeah. Well, I do have 3 minutes, well, 2 minutes left on this episode, so I guess I'll go to the full hour, but... Yeah, for all of my other girls out there who have never been in a relationship or no one's ever liked you, it's not you, like, because I know it's definitely not me. Like, it's not us. I just think what we have waiting for us is better than what's out there right now, because I respect myself so much, and I wouldn't want someone in my life who doesn't respect me the way that I do myself. And I've had friends, like, do the most romantic gestures for me. So why would I settle for someone that wouldn't? And, like, I grew up with, like, a dad who would open the door for me. Like, when I would get in the car. Like, a sister that picks me up and drops me off when I need it. You know? Like, my mom taking me out to get a sweet treat anytime that I want, you know? So, like, why would I settle for someone that doesn't do those things? And we shouldn't settle for the things that we don't want, because I'm definitely not settling. Like, those are such romantic songs, and one day the future love of my life is going to dedicate or sing one of the songs to me, and I'm not settling for anything less than that. And I don't care what anyone says, even if it's unrealistic, I would rather go the rest of my life single than, like, not be respected and have my standards met in a relationship. Like, simple as that.
So, until then, I'll just be a little hopeless romantic, literally recording a podcast at 12 a.m. on a Thursday in my room, waiting for that day. But, yeah. All right. Bye-bye, baddies. I promise I won't cry in the next episode.